1. How exactly does a person relate to one's non-Jewish family after conversion to Judaism? Of course, one must continue to show respect for them, but since they are not halakhically your family anymore, would that mean one no longer can touch or be alone with the members of the family who are of the opposite sex? If this is the case, that might be considered offensive as a sign of lack of love and respect. Also, if Shomer Nagia doesn't apply to doctor-patient relationships, could a woman shake his hand as well when coming into the office? Rachel. Okay. Many poskim hold that even though halachically a convert loses his halachic connection to his family, but the physical connection still exists, and therefore a father and daughter, or a mother and son, or even a grandmother and grandson, or grandfather and granddaughter are still allowed to have physical contact, obviously in a familial way, as they would if they would be Jewish relatives, and there's no prohibition of yichud either. You're allowed to be alone with them, and you're allowed to hug and kiss them. As far as the second question, touching physically a doctor to a patient is not okay, except where the doctor is performing his duties as a doctor. And then we say that the touching that he's doing is not a touching of chiba, of endearment, but rather very professional touching. But shaking hands with that doctor when you come to the office is just as prohibited as shaking hands with anyone else.